From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Well, many of us are still trying to find a sense of peace after the most recent shooting deaths of black men at the hands of police. On the ESPY Awards the other night, the show opened with a powerful gun violence monologue from a group of African-American male athletes. And the other night, a group of African-American actors and musicians gathered to talk about what seems to be a war on black men. Well, many folks, Tom, will say that the most difficult part of this all is that police officers responsible for taking the lives of people like Sandra Bland, Eric Gardner, Michael Brown never seemed to be brought to justice. Well, this morning I'm going inside her story with attorney and WeTV Sisters-in-Law cast member Jolanda Jones. She's going to give us some insight on why these officers are so difficult to prosecute and whether we will see convictions in the most recent cases. Good morning, Jolanda.
Hey, good morning, Jackie. How are you and how are you, the listeners?
Really well, and glad you could join us to shed some light on this. So let's begin with Philando Castile. Now, the best evidence so far is that live Facebook video shot by his fiance. But what we see is what happened after the shooting. Is this solid evidence against that officer, in your opinion?
Well, as you can see already, if you look at commentary, people are saying, yeah, but you don't know what happened, blah, 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 which is what
right.
always happens in these cases. Right, I've been given Know Your Rights with the police training since 1999, and one of the things that I tell people is the moment you see a police officer, whether you think they're out to get you or not, start recording them. Because if you're black or a person of color, you know you could be driving one way down the road. A police officer could be on the other side of the road. You're not violating any laws, and then the police officer busts a U-turn and is all of a sudden following you for a while to try to find you doing a traffic infraction or something. So, and she started, you know, I don't know if they saw the police officer before they were stopped. But, yeah, they're going to argue about what happened before that. I've already heard it. And I was irritated yesterday because I was defending something that didn't happen because someone brought up what they heard. Well, what happened before? So I think that's going to be a problem. Most people who end up...
How will attorneys, how will the attorneys build a case and put together what happened before that video started recording, since it started recording after the shooting? How will they present that in a court of law?
You mean the prosecutor?
How would an attorney put that together?
Well, you know, of course they're going to have the officer testify to how afraid he was, and he's probably going to say that Philando reached for a gun or something, or he thought there was a gun or something, and then it's just a swearing match. So if you've noticed, they've already started saying negative things about Diamond Reynolds,
right.
his girlfriend, saying she's lying about stuff. And so they're basically going to slander her character. That's what I believe is going to come from people who aren't for black people, quite frankly. And that's what it's going to be about. And I bet you there's going to be more talking about what happened before the video started than what we all saw with our own eyes.
And
real time.
Was there body cam for this officer?
You know there wasn't a body cam for this one.
Right. But you know what? I can tell you in my practice, they always say body cams are available when the footage corroborates what they say. When they don't provide the body cam, a lot of times it doesn't support what they say. So they say it wasn't working, or when they were fighting, it got wrestled off and it stopped working. There are all these things that they say, which is why with these body cam implementations, there need to be consequences for officers who don't have it on all the time, and make
right.
sure it works every morning. They can go in and check, just like firefighters go in and check their equipment
right.
every morning to make sure if there's a fire that the oxygen is going to work. They need to do the same thing and have penalties for officers who don't do that.
If I'm stopped and I pull out my phone to record and the cop says, put that phone away, am I within my rights, or do I have to put the phone away?
To keep recording?
Yeah.
You know what? First of all, you have a First Amendment right. The United States Supreme Court has said that, to record officers performing their public duty. The problem is there are a lot of states that have laws that, for example, in Texas, where they say you can't interfere with police duties, and so police officers will somehow try to say that you are impeding them from doing their job. But I would respectfully suggest to you to do exactly what Diamond Reynolds did and record. And if they say put the phone down, put it down and don't turn off the feed. Because if you heard Diamond, even when they took her phone and threw her phone, it stayed on.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you couldn't see what was going on, you could hear it. because people do not want to believe, or at least white people or non-black people or non-people of color do not want to believe the police lie and they're bad. And so they need something in their face that they can see, that they can hear, to rebut what the police officers say. And so you do have a First Amendment right to record the police performing their public duties. There are also some states that have wiretapping laws, and they try to throw in these police-recorded videos related to wiretapping, saying, oh, you can't record someone without them knowing. Well, if you have your phone recording, then they know they're being recorded. So I think that for states that have laws that appear to prohibit you from recording the police, if those cases get appealed up to the United States Supreme Court, I believe that those states' laws will be overturned, because you have no right to privacy in public places. If they're arresting you out in the middle of the street, it is public. So record, record, and record some more. And I say video up now.
Now, if you were someone like Philando Castile, who had a permit to carry a gun, and they're saying that the gun was not in his glove compartment, it was on his, the reports that it was in a holster on his person. If you were to give advice to someone that was a black man, particularly, that had a gun permit, where would you suggest he keep the gun in his car, or would you suggest carrying it at all?
Well, okay, let's be clear. This is a tale of two worlds, a tale of two cities. In the white world, you get certain, you know, benefits and appurtenances and rights that they deny us that we're entitled to. So you need to make sure you look at the open carry laws in whatever state you're in, because from state to state, it's different. And if they say, you know, some places say you literally have to have a gun and bullet separate, you know, so you have the gun in the glove box and the bullets in the trunk or what have you. So you need to make sure you know that. So every state is different. But what the first thing you do is you tell the police officers that you have a permit and you have a weapon. But I will tell you, at least in Texas, for example, when they run your plate, if your license plate is linked to you in your car, it's going to come up whether you have a concealed handgun permit. Hmm. So they're going to know in advance.
So he should have known it before he even got to the car.
Right. If the car was in Lando's name.
Right.
You know, when you ran the plate. Right. And I don't know whose car it was. I hadn't seen that yet. But in case the officers don't know, you tell them. Right. But I also suggest that you have your hands where officers can see them. So even if you're recording, your phone is up, they know it's a phone and you're just recording. And I don't just suggest one person in the car record. Everyone in the car needs to record. Mm-hmm. And I would also respectfully suggest, if you're driving down the street and you see a police officer, pull over somewhere that's not in the middle of the street, that's not violating any laws, and start recording. Because someone may need your help with that video. That's what we need to do as a community. We need to go back and pretend like we're in segregation and know we have to look out for each other, and we need to just start recording.
Pretend.
Can we talk about the Alton Sterling case in Baton Rouge just for a quick second? Because, you know, we saw the video of the officers on top of him, and then, you know, shots are fired by the officers. And they're saying now that the officers are saying that that he reached for the butt of his gun that was either in his pants or tucked into his pants. But, you know, you've seen that video. We've all seen that video. You know, does that seem – I don't think we can tell in that video if he reached for anything, but do you think that that's a slam dunk case?
First of all, he didn't reach
for his prosecuted?
Video. First of all, he didn't reach for his video. We know what we saw, but they're going to try to change the discussion. They don't want us talking about how the officers just slaughtered him, and we cannot buy into that. We cannot, because we can talk about all these, what they think they saw. We know what we saw, and that is what they're going to do. They're going to distract us.
But what will they be able to prove, Jolanda, in court? And that's what I'm trying to get at here. What will they be able to prove? Will we see any of these officers in any of these two cases convicted? It seems really difficult to convict officers in these cases. We see it time and time again, which leads to the, you know, frustration that so many African-American people have about
these
situations.
Well, we have laws in place, you know, varying from state to state, that make it really difficult to prosecute police officers. You know, for example, in some states, you literally can't talk to the officer before, you know, for like 48 hours, or that you can't talk to them without their union rep. Well, when we get accused of crime, They talk to us immediately. They take us into custody. So they have time to get their lives straight. They also have time to get rid of evidence. So it, I think it'll be difficult, but I think that we need to elect people into office who will pass laws that make it fair for us to convict officers, because right now all the laws are in their favor for the most part.
Okay. Jolanda Jones, WeTV Sisters-in-Law cast member. Thank you so much, Jolanda, for that
insight. Thank you so much, Jackie and Tom.
Yeah. All right, Jackie, have a good weekend.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Great weekend, Jackie.
Be safe.
You too.
You really mean that, too, don't you?
Yeah,
I do.